10 seconds remaining. Eagles football. First and 10 for the Eagles at the Philadelphia 44. Michael Vick takes a knee.
That's the end of the game.
That's the end of the game with the final score. The Philadelphia Eagles 19, the New York Giants 17. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the National Football League and the Philadelphia Eagles, we thank you for attending tonight's game at Lincoln Financial Field. Please drive home safely. Once again, tonight's final score, the Philadelphia Eagles 19, the New York Giants 17.
Don't do it.
There you have it. Final score, Philadelphia Eagles 19, the New York Giants 17. We're watching actually the scoreboard at Lincoln Financial Field, and we will get back to capture some of that action. Dave Spadaro with you along with Jeremiah Trotter. It's the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico. A blowout by 2012 standards. The Eagles 19, the Giants 17. A two-point victory tonight instead of a one-pointer, but wow, a heart thrill. I don't even know what to say, Trot. I'm exhausted, man. What a long day. It's like playing again. It's going through all these emotions.
It was a great game, man. You know, I'm a defensive guy, so I love defense. And, you know, to almost go a whole half with a shutout and then to see the offense kind of open up in the second half, it was great to watch.
All right, so the storylines we're going to talk about tonight, and we invite your phone calls. A running game, the Eagles pounding the football, 191 yards on the ground. Eagles holding on, not converting in the red zone as well as they would like. But Alex Henry, with his field goals, he did a great job kicking the football. The Eagles shaky on special teams, Trot, particularly in kickoff coverage. And then a wild last few minutes when the Giants had two opportunities, 54-yard field goals, and Lawrence Tynes, well, he missed the one that counts, short on the field goal, and the Eagles come up and win this football game 19-17. We take a look at some of the numbers here. What jumps out at you, Jeremiah Trotter?
Got to be the rushing yards. LeSean McCoy, 23 carries, 123 yards. I think they went for 180-something.
191.
191 on the ground. Michael Vick did a great job of, you know, scrambling out of pocket, picking up positive yards, getting out of bounds. That has to be the difference in the ball game. Controlling the clock, just continue to chip away, move the chains, moving the ball methodically down the field, and getting in the end zone a couple of times and just kicking field goals and playing great defense. I think that's the way you win. You know, you keep your defense fresh, you run the football. When you do run play action, it's wide open down the middle.
And the one number that's not on this statistical sheet right here, Jeremiah, no turnovers for the Philadelphia Eagles. Obviously, that keeps you in the football game.
Zero turnovers.
Yeah. Game by Michael Vick.
Hey, listen, that gives any team a chance to win right there.
Yeah, so we've got so much to talk about. I know it's late. I know you guys are jumping up and down. We invite your phone calls, 215-339-6709. We're going to go to Lincoln Financial Field. We're going to check out the scene there. Andy Reid and Michael Vick and LeSean McCoy and company will meet the media. That last series, if we can roll that last series, Fran, and talk about, as we take a look into the Lincoln Financial Field media room, talk about some of the defensive plays. There's some wacky calls, a fourth down call where the Giants go for it at the end, Jeremiah, and pass interference called on Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. And then a few plays later, the Giants get called on a pass interference with Nnamdi Asamoah in position to make an interception. That moved them back 10 more yards. And you yelled out, well, why is it when there's a defensive pass interference, there's a spot of It's a spot of the ball foul. And when the offense commits that penalty, it's 10 yards. This play right here was called pass interference. Tell me your thoughts watching that. Nnamdi covering the slant.
Horrible call. I thought I was looking at the replacement refs out there on that call. You can't make that in a crucial game situation like that. You cannot make that call. I know the ref wish he could pick his flag back up, but he can't. That was great defense by Nnamdi. But you know what? I think when he went down and got the one, the offensive pass interference, they owed us that one.
Yep.
And then when we got the yards back, and that penalty took him out of field goal range.
And right here you're thinking, okay, boy, this is not looking good for the Eagles. The Giants have the football, no timeouts left. They're in the middle of the field, the 26-yard line. They're lining up for Lawrence Tynes, last-minute field goal. Here comes Eli Manning once again, as you see. And this is actually the scoreboard feed tonight. You see Cullen Jenkins going crazy. Key play here in the shotgun, and Eli looks right for Ramses Barden. Great coverage from Nnamdi Asamoah, and that was the right call.
That was a great call by the official. I guess he figured he owed him one, too. Nnamdi had great position, ready to make a play, and he was being mugged all the way down the field.
Jeremiah, three wins for the Eagles, and in all three of those games, the Eagles' defense on the field, to win it, to clinch it, to seal it, what does that do for a defense as we take a look at the team stats?
Especially when you're going against the Super Bowl champs, to go out and play the way you played at home. You know, we had the retirement of Dawkins jersey.
Oh, what a night.
And it's great that those guys not only get a divisional win, but a win on such a special night for Brian Dawkins in the city of Philadelphia.
We've got complete coverage for you here, the Brian Dawkins ceremony. The number 20 jersey retired. Also, Brian Dawkins goes into the Eagles Hall of Fame. Just a great emotional night. And, you know, it was just a night where the fans were really into the game, where the players were really into the game, where Brian Dawkins was really into the game. And the Eagles make maybe a little statement here in the NFC East that they can be a physical football team.
Yes. I mean, they it was power football. And, you know, you got a man-on-man, and LeSean did the rest. Just to see him, you know, the moves he made, man, and just chipping away at the yardage. Play after play, making guys miss, cutting the ball all the way back against the grain, and really making some really good defenders look silly. You look at this play right here. I mean, the DB hurt his knee on that play.
Yep.
Man, this guy is awesome in open field. He's awesome in between the tackles, catching balls. I saw, and I'm really impressed by this young fullback, this rookie fullback.
Nice job, Stanley Avili.
They ran him on a little counter play, and he made a cut upfield on a defensive end, and he looked like a running back making that cut.
We're waiting for Andy Reid to make the appearance here, and we'll stick over at Lincoln Financial Field. But, Jeremiah, look, LeSean McCoy, 23 carries, 123 yards. The Eagles running for 191. Now, they didn't score a lot of points here, but, you know, from a defensive standpoint, when you keep running the football,
right,
does it wear you out? Does it wear defense out?
It wears them down, man. I mean, you like you said, they didn't put up a lot of points, but they kept their offense, they kept the Giants' offense off the field, controlling the clock, running the ball. And on top of that, they allowed their defense to stay fresh. So they was out there chipping away. If you keep, the more first downs you get, the longer that defense is on the sideline getting rest. So when they do come out and you know Eli's going to pass the ball, those guys can really get after quarterback.
Knowing Andy Reid as you do, and this might have been the play we were talking about earlier, do you think that maybe Andy and Marty will have a meeting tomorrow and say, let's run the football?
Hey, you know what, man? I've always said leopard never loses stripes.
Yes.
But I'm hoping when he go back and look at the tape, he sees what type of workhorse he has, and, you know, he'll continue to use him. You know, this guy is breaking runs because he keeps the defense so honest, because you can't really cheat on offensive sets, on offensive formations, because he's one of the only backs that can take the ball to the right outside and cut it all the way back outside to backside end. Not too many guys can do that.
How difficult would it be against this kid playing middle linebacker?
It would be tough, man. It would be tough. You would have to really play downhill. This is a guy you have to play downhill and shoot the gaps. If you play sideways, he's going to kill you. I remember a few years back playing against LaDainian Thomas. He needed about 40 or 50 yards to break the record, and we just penetrated and shot the gaps, and we took away all the running lanes, And when he did cut back, he always had somebody in his face.
Michael Vick deserves a lot of congratulations on this night as well. All the criticism all week about Michael Vick and the talk that it was imminent that Nick Foles would be stepping in as the starting quarterback. Well, Vick responds, 19 of 30, 241 yards. He also ran six times for 49 yards and a really pretty touchdown strike to DeSean Jackson late in the second quarter to give the Eagles a lead. Jeremiah, I thought Michael played a real patient game, really controlled. And look, the Giants had some pressure early, but by and large, I thought the offensive line came around.
They did a good job. And when you're running the football, you keep those fast defensive ends off balance. You wear them down. I was really impressed with the play calling today. You didn't see many balls downfield. Everything was short, intermediate routes. Catch the ball at five, turn around, and pick up three or four more yards. And when you can do that with these guys, you can win a lot of games.
All right, there is Andy Reid going to the podium.
Okay, really, we just have Nnamdi to talk about. Nnamdi got poked in the eye, and it was reported that he was going to Will's Eye Hospital. We reported that. We had a doctor here from Will's who okayed him after we made that statement. Nnamdi started feeling better as it went on, so he was able to come back in and return. He feels good now. So we were on top of it, but we did get it out a little premature for you. Listen, anytime you can win an NFC East game in this manner right here, I guess a good, what I consider a great football team, is a compliment to the team, to the coaches, players, and the fans for the support that they gave. Started with Brian Dawkins, his retirement of his number, and they just continued right on through. Are there things that we can get better at? Yeah, there are. There are things we actually got better at during the game. You know, I thought the offensive line progressively kind of found themselves as the game went on, and both the run game and the pass game, they were able to block obviously well enough to where McCoy had very few yards in the first half, came back and had big numbers at the end. DRC had a couple plays that I think he'd like to have back. I'm not sure on one of them. But I know the interception was a fine play. That was a great play. And so we needed that at that time. And then Alex Henry. What can you say? He made all of his kicks, did a nice job on his kickoffs. We surely got to do better on the kickoff coverage team. Not near good enough. We won the turnover battle, but lost the field position battle. And so, you give credit to Michael for managing the game the way he did and bouncing back and really played a nice game, made some very big throws and big runs. So hats off to the football team. Time's yours. Yeah, well, listen, he had the interceptions at the beginning, then he had the fumbles, and so now he had the no turnover. So that's a good thing. We're making progress in the right direction. I thought he's been just knocking the rust off from not playing. I mean, this game is so stinking fast that if you have no snaps in the preseason and you come out and you're asked to play at a high level against the football teams that we're playing against, and particularly the defenses we're playing against, and it's tough. It's tough for anybody. As great a player as he is, it's tough. So, but he found himself tonight, and did a nice job with it.
What made you
Well, we thought the run was working. We started off with a couple big ones. Thought we had a nice. We came out that second half, the first drive of the second half, and really put together a nice drive. And within that, we had a couple runs that worked, big runs. And so we need to punch it in there, not make this game quite so close. But we'll work on that too. So, but listen, the runs were good. Yeah, when you're surrounded by 66,000 people that want to probably rip your throat out at that time, yeah. that's about 20-fold what Custer felt.
Any surprise that the Giants were the
No, I figured they would. I figured that they had success with it, so I figured they would continue to try to score a touchdown there.
I mean, the Giants blitzed a lot early on. I don't know if they were blitzing less as the season went on, or was it just the offensive line was playing better, or were you guys just getting the ball out quicker?
Probably a combination. Listen, they continue to blitz. Yeah, so that part they did. That stayed consistent. We were able to get the ball out a little quicker, and yeah, I thought Marty did a heck of a job calling. I mean, and the receivers were getting themselves open, and the offensive line and running, but everybody kind of picked up their game and just did a better job. We actually got into a rhythm, which is huge. We haven't been able to get that the last few games, so we were able to do that.
Down before the field goal, was the call for Mike to go through one or two quick progressions and go down, or did he do that on his own?
Well, yeah, the progression, he was going to read that side, Jason, and then the over route there with the receiver. So, and if he had an opportunity to run it in, go ahead and run it in. If not, just get down, and then we'll kick the field goal, do what we have to do there. But we didn't want any, you obviously don't want any turnovers there. You don't need to force anything, so. No, that didn't surprise me that he did that. I'm not quite where you're at, but no.
Andy, have you seen Mike play smarter, more conservatively? That's not the only time he threw it away or took a sack or ran out of bounds and, kind of did what you've been kind of trying to teach him to do.
Well, listen, he you're talking about a great player here. I want to make sure we understand that. This is a great player. And so, and he got caught in a few turnovers early here. Got caught in a few beginning of last year. And then he kind of settled it down and played very good football down the stretch. So this is what I expect of him. This is what, you asked me the question if I had trust in him making the right. No, I thought he'd do the right thing. I mean, that's how I felt.
Wins have been these dramatic late fourth quarter wins. Can you talk about whether it's offense or defense, kind of the quality you're seeing in these guys that's making that possible?
Yeah, listen, the guys are battling. These are good football teams. These are good. We're playing against good football teams. So, I like the personality of the team. I like the grit, the way they're willing to fight. And we had a bump last week. I mean, it wasn't real pretty last week. But they came back and battled and against a good football team that was coming off a couple extra days of rest there. So it was a fresh football team that had time to prepare for us and so on. And we battled right to the end and ended up coming up as a winner.
Andy, did Bell and Reynolds seem a little more settled on the line this week?
Yeah, I thought they did a decent job. I thought the whole offensive line in general was. We were just a little shaky at the beginning, so I think we settled down and picked things up a little better. We were getting the ball out quicker, and it was just a good combination of things, a good rhythm we got into as it went on.
Andy, what are the other teams doing to help negate your pass rush? Because it looked like two quarterbacks that took had some time to throw.
Yeah, they're chipping and banging guys, so they're keeping an extra guy in, chipping them either back or. And Juan had a nice rhythm going with blitzes and where he was singling guys up and also with the four-man rush. But, that's what they were doing, to answer you.
How well did Mike handle the blitzes today? It seemed like he got the ball out a lot quicker than he did.
Yeah, I thought he did a nice job. I thought the receivers got open. Mike did a nice job. The question was, how did Mike do against a blitz? I mean, he was getting the ball out quicker. Yes, he was. He was. He did a nice job against it. I don't know. I guess I saw what the officials saw, I think.
How important it was early on, Fletcher Cox was getting a lot of push in the middle of the defensive line. It seemed like he was doing it later on.
Well, he did. He did a nice job of getting push, and he really did throughout the game. He did a pretty nice job of getting a good push in there. He got a lot of snaps today. So, but I thought he played well.
Andy, Brandon Hughes came in away from Navi.
You know, I thought he did a good job, actually. I thought he played very well. Yeah, that's a he surely didn't shy away from a competition there. He was right up in there battling.
Last one, guys. You didn't get to see halftime, but what did you think of Dawkins before the game?
Well, listen, Doc was fired up. I mean, he got our guys fired up. He talked to the team yesterday and did a great job with that. And then, you know, you got to give the organization, I think, the Lurys did a phenomenal job of putting together a real special weekend for Brian and his family. I mean, it was unbelievable, the things that went on. And then, you know, you could tell he's probably a fan favorite, right? I mean, and you know why. I mean, this kid, if he doesn't get in the Hall of Fame, I don't know who should. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Vic will be in here later.
All righty. So there you go. That is Andy Reid. Jeremiah, no injuries, no major concerns, and a head coach that really liked the way his team played physical football. But I got to ask you, I've always wondered that when you say, they were physical. Well, aren't you physical all the time? Does it really change from one week to the next?
Well, it does for the offensive linemen. When you run the ball to those guys mentally, they're being physical. That's their chance to take the defensive linemen and just mash them in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Especially a smaller, quick defensive lineman like the Giants have, who's really built to stop the pass. But when you run the all offensive linemen want to run the ball. They don't mind passing because they know that's what they have to do, but they want to run the football. It makes pass blocking that much easier.
All right, Jeremiah Trotter, Dave Spadaro is the PhiladelphiaEagles.com post-game show presented by Rico. Let's take a break. When we come back, we start on the telephones. I know the world of Eagles fans out there very, very happy tonight. 1917, the Eagles beat the Giants, get to 3-1, and it's off to Pittsburgh next week. We take some phone calls on the other side. Also, Michael Vick and a jubilant Eagles locker room. We're coming right back on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
On my journey across America, I found new ways to tell people about saving money. This is Bobby. Say hello, Bobby.
Hello, Bobby.
Do you know you could save hundreds on car insurance over the phone, online, or at your local Geico office? Tell us, Bobby, what would you do with all those savings?
I'm a bit of a ventriloquist. Your lips are moving.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the leading provider of orthopedic care in the region.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
Prostate cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death among men.
If you're a man age 40 or older, talk to your doctor to see if having a prostate cancer screening is a good idea for you.
Don't delay. Take action early. Make a play. Beat prostate cancer.
Looking for a place to get the very latest on your Philadelphia Eagles? Then join us right here at 7 o'clock for Eagles Nightly, your one-stop shop for Eagles news, highlights, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock, only on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
All right, we welcome you back. Dave Spadaro, Jeremiah Trotter. Let's get to the telephones, 215-339-6709. Skyler in Virginia joins us. Hey, Skyler.
Hey, what's up, Dave? What's up, JT?
What's up, Skyler?
Hey, I kind of have mixed bag about this game.
I can't imagine anybody would, Skyler, but I'll give you a few seconds to say why. Anybody who wants to rain on anybody's parade tonight... It's just unconscionable to me. It was a huge win over the defending Super Bowl champions.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I'm glad that we're leading the division NFC East. That's great. But It just seems like such a hollow victory. I don't think we honestly won this on our own. We won because time missed the kick.
So?
I'm very happy with the offense. My God, Vic was great tonight. LaShawn, Selleck, everybody was awesome. I was just upset with the defense. They weren't. I don't know where they. Where were they the whole game? Cromartie, yeah, he got the interception. It was great, but I mean, he gave up huge plays against Cruz.
I mean,
thank you.
How can you be upset with the defense? They pitched pretty much a shutout.
Yeah.
In the first half, they only gave up 19?
Yeah, 17 points.
17 points to one of the top offenses. I mean, Eli's been going around putting up 400 yards every game.
And isn't the goal of the Philadelphia defense? It's 17 points.
Listen,
right? That is the goal.
In the National Football League, with all the rules catered towards the offense.
That's a defensive guy saying that.
To hold.
Here we go. Here's the other. We'll get back to that. Michael Vick at the podium.
Family in the building.
Speaker. Speaker.
Yeah, I know something happened with my knee on the last drive. I'm all right, though. I'll be ready for next week, hopefully. Something you have to do. You know, every game is not going to be perfect, and it's not going to always be a situation where, you know, things come easy. We struggled in the beginning. Our offensive line gelled together, and we really challenged one another to get better throughout the course of the game, and I'm extremely proud of those guys. They did that.
Mike, Andy said on the last drive, that third down play, you kind of punched your progression. You couldn't find your receiver. You just kind of went to the ground to make sure that clock run. They wasted time out. Yeah.
Now, it was coach's call, but it was more strategy than anything. We wanted them to burn the timeout. We didn't want them to have two timeouts, knowing that they was going to be able to get the ball back. So it was important just to, you know, make them burn the timeout, not lose as much yardage on the play, and get something out of it and make it positive. It's a much easier way to play this game. You know, you can come out and you can score 28 points and you know, the defense can play well and you can be up and it can be easy or it can be tough. And it all depends on how the flow of the game goes. But, you know, I'm just glad we was able to pull them out. It means the world to me. I got to take my hat off to my offensive line. They struggled early, but they bounced back. And that's what's important. You know, you got to be able to persevere in this game. It's a tough game. Third down on the goal line, which way?
When you were going down, you went through a few slight progressions and you slid, didn't force the ball into
it. Oh, yeah, we just didn't want to, you know, take any more time off the clock. We wanted them to burn their timeouts. We wanted to put ourselves in a position where we still could get points, but at the same time, make them burn the timeout, which would be to our benefit. Yeah, I didn't turn the ball over.
But the way you played, did you change anything last week?
I just played smarter. You know, I think, you know, the thing is in this game, you can't force, you know, opportunities on the defense. You gotta let it come. And, you know, I'll be honest, you know, missing the preseason did affect me to a certain extent. But, you know, now I'm getting into my groove and seeing the field a little better and you know, the guys around me are helping me, and that's important.
Mike, could you share some insight to what Brian told you guys before the game or guys on the field before kickoff?
We got to keep that a secret. That's between us and Brian. But it was very positive. You know, I can only imagine playing with a guy like Brian and have an opportunity to, you know, go out each and every Sunday and feel that type of energy from a guy who, you know, is so passionate about the game and the game means so much to him. And, you know, it's evident because, you know, we're here today and his number has been retired and he's a Hall of Famer and give him a lot of credit. You know, the hardest hit I ever took came from Brian Dawkins, so I can only imagine what it's like playing with him.
Can you talk about what was going through your head on that second field goal
You know, I don't believe in icing the kicker. You know, you get up there and you let them kick it, and if it's good, it's going to be good. If not, but you can't play games. I don't know who started that. You know, we got to end that tradition. You can't listen to what you know everybody says and what's being said about you. Everybody doesn't agree with how you play or how you win. You know, what's most important is what happens internally within the organization and what we know. And, you know, we just try to stay positive. You know, you got to. If I listen to you guys, then, you know, I'd be a wreck. You know, so I just try to stay positive. My family helped me do that. And, you know, deep down within, you know, I've been through a lot. So, you know, it's kind of easy to persevere in a game that you love.
Is it easier for you? Second half, when you guys really committed to run a game, I think Sean touched on like 20 times in that second half. When the run game's working like that, how much easier is it on you as a quarterback and the offense?
I think it's easier on everybody when the run game is clicking. It doesn't allow the defense to tee off and pin their ears back. You know, that's something that, you know, they want to do. And, you know, you just can't allow them to do that. You know, if you give them the liberty to, you know, free rush the passer, then they're going to knock you down. They're going to hit you a little bit. So, you know, balance is good.
Two more questions. Why did it click in the second half and the first half? What happened?
Excuse me?
Why did it click in the second half more than you have?
I think we did pretty well in the first half, you know, as well. I mean, you know, it's not always going to work. You know, that's a good defense. You know, they won the Super Bowl last year playing for first place. So, everything is not going to be right. You know, you just got to take what the opposition give you and not force it.
What's a win like this mean to this team?
It means a lot. It means a lot to be 3-1. It means a lot to be, you know, at the top of the division. We still got a lot of tough games ahead of us, but, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, this is the NFL, and this is why we play this game.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, that is Michael Vick. Strong performance from him. But Jeremy, let me ask you this, because Michael made reference to, I guess, kind of the negative reporting in this town. Apparently there's some negative reporting in this town.
Wow.
What is it like to be a player in Philadelphia when things aren't maybe not going right? Did you read newspapers? Did you listen to radio?
No, I didn't. I didn't listen to...
You never read what I wrote?
No, I didn't watch TV. I didn't read the papers.
You never read
never.
What I wrote?
Never.
Really? I thought we were boys.
Hey, listen. I mean, Dave, you know. Hey, no offense, but you know, you were, you know.
I know. Who cares?
But you know,
does it get you guys?
You know what? I was always the type. I didn't want to read the good stuff or the bad stuff. I just wanted to stay the even keel, you know, believe what I believe in myself and, you know, keep my faith that, you know, God was going to protect me every week and go out and lay it on the lines. What really mattered to me was my teammates.
Yeah.
You know, my teammates and the fans.
Yeah, and the coaches who kept you humble, I'm sure, every day of the season. Now, let's get back to the telephones. Let's go to Tyree in Philadelphia. Hey, Tyree.
Hey. How you doing? Good night.
Good night.
Trotter. How you doing, Mr. Trotter?
Hey,
Trotter.
How's it going?
I'm doing good. I don't know what the previous caller was talking about. I am proud of the defense.
Yes, sir.
I'm extremely proud of the offense, disappointed in the special team. That guy kept killing us.
Yeah, bad.
I don't know.
Terrible. And it's not just this is not the first time that's happened. Whatever Bobby April needs to do, he's got to figure out. These special teams coverage have been absolutely horrible.
Yeah, I agree. Like what you said before, we pretty much was a shutout through the first half. I think the defense would take back that one drive where Manny, what was it, 70 or 80 yard drive, and he took it down for a touchdown.
Mm hmm.
But other than that, they played exceptionally well. And that one call on
yards.
The what was it on DRC was questionable. I think it was hands to the face
at best.
Yeah, like you know, like that right there kept their drive alive. And I was saying to myself, if they beat us tonight, it's because of the official. And well, I'm glad they're back in the league.
I can't say that because the special teams were so terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
In coverage.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna say that, but I'm just saying, like, when there was a chance for us to actually say, okay, we could put this in the, you know, we could put this game, we could put this one away, because, you know, I think they were second down or third down, and next thing you know, we get a flag, and they push the, you know, they push the odds up, and they're back at first and 10. So, Overall, scratch all that, still great game. I'm glad we got the win. I sleep great tonight. Last week I had nightmares, the Cardinals and whatnot. But great game. And as far as Cruz, he can toss his butt all the way back to New York.
Yeah, hey, thank you. Thanks, Tyree. Boy,
you Victor, guys have a good night.
You got it, man. Thank you, too. Victor Cruz, Jeremiah, one heck of a slot receiver.
Yes, he is.
Physical. Just it's impossible to cover him one-on-one. The Eagles can do anything with him.
He's so quick, man. He's so quick. If you put a guy deep, he's going to beat you underneath.
Mm-hmm.
You try to vice him, he's going to go deep. He's really tough. But the Eagles, I thought the Eagles, that's one of the most encouraging things about the game besides the win is Eli went 24 for 42. And we really didn't even get much pressure from the front four like we're accustomed to seeing.
Right.
So that tells you there was some really good coverage in the secondary.
Yep.
So those guys did a great job back there.
And how about this one? Martellus Bennett, the big tight end, one catch, 2 yards. It was a huge assignment for Michael Kendricks, the strong side linebacker, who it looks, Jeremiah, it looks like he belongs in the NFL for sure. Looks like he understands how to play the position and maybe the best cover linebacker out on the strong side since Carlos Emmons here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, man. Only other guy I can think is that was a shutdown cover guy was Willie T.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't play with Clyde and all those guys. But, you know, when I came in, Willie T was a shutdown cover
weak
linebacker.
Weak side, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he played weak side.
Right.
Right. And Carlos, he was so big, he used to beat the guys, the tight ends up at the line of scrimmage. And, I mean, this young kid, Kendricks, is really playing well.
All right, let's go to Joe in Miami. Joe joins us. Hi, Joe.
What's going on, Dave? What's going on, Trot?
What's up, Joe? How you feeling?
What's going on? I got to say, by way of Atlantic City, I got to tell you that all the time.
Okay, we know. We know.
What we did out there, I was impressed with, like you said, the defense. I know a lot of people, you know, they're going to complain about that, but 17 points in the NFL, you know, with the way the offense is given, you know, trains to do different things and put up points, 17 is pretty much a benchmark that you want to,
absolutely,
you know what I mean, try to hold a team to. And then the Giants at that, you know what I mean? They have a whole package. So
right.
I was really impressed with that, you know what I mean?
And then yeah, being put on a short field because your special team is giving up big yardage.
Yep. Very impressive. I mean, listen, I would have loved to have seen a couple of stops here and there to get the lead a little bit extended. But, I mean, you know, it's one of those games. It's an NFC East game. It's a tough football game. We're going to have to get accustomed to, it appears, Jeremiah, some really, you know, white-knuckle games here this year. I mean, what the heck? Can we win a game by a couple of scores here? Can we relax just a little bit in the fourth quarter?
You know what, man? This is the NFL, the NFC, and you're playing the defending champion. So we know it's going to be a grind out.
What is it like? What was the most intense games for you? Was it every game in the NFC East? Was it Cowboys? Was it Giants? Was it Redskins?
Every NFC East game, I mean, was intense because you play them twice a year. It's not much that you don't know about those guys.
Yeah.
It's all about who's going to execute on game day and who's going to go out and put in motion the plan that the coaches give you and just play the hardest.
Yeah, and the Giants, you know, look, the Eagles have had the Giants' number a little bit here. I think, what, 6 out of the last 7
right,
have gone the Eagles' way. So whatever the Eagles are doing, they're doing it well. Let's go out to Oakland, California, talk to Peter. Hi, Peter.
Whatever the Eagles are doing, they're doing it well. Let's go out to Oakland.
Peter, turn that speaker down.
Hey, Dave, can you hear me?
Yeah, turn your speaker down.
Hey, Trot, Dave, it's an honor to talk to you guys. Sorry, I can't hear you.
It's okay. What's on your mind?
Hey, getting Havili, the fullback, in the mix, and the Dawkins ceremony brought a tear to my eye. He's an idol and a role model for my kids and in life and every day. And to win on this day especially was one of the greatest victories, I think, in a long time for this franchise. I really do. People see it as a small win, you know, or that they didn't win because of a missed kick. But these are the kind of wins when you're 3-1, a quarter way into the season, that you can ride the rest of the season on. So I loved it.
Explain the Stanley Havili thing.
Well, I got in the fullback mix. Those quick little handoffs, getting him in there, and those 7, 8, 9 yards, keeping them on their heels with the no huddle, mixing it up and bringing, you know, aggressive downhill running. I loved it.
Yeah. Hey, thanks very, very much for the phone call, Peter. We're going to go into the Eagles locker room. The celebration after this one. Anybody who thinks the Eagles won because of a little missed field, so first of all, it's a 54-yard field goal. It's a 60-minute game.
Yeah.
I mean, Eagles fans, if you're not happy with this one, boys and girls and men and women, I mean, just, gosh.
That's part of the game. It's just like dropping a pass, man.
It's part of the game. It's not style points here. It's wins.
Wins.
3-1 is what we're talking about, emerging from the month of September. Let's go in the locker room and see what Andy Reid and the Eagles football team feels, how they feel after the win over the Giants.
Let's go, everybody up,
I said I walk
on. I'll tell you what. Great job. I owe you one on that one. That's right. Hey, cheeseburgers for everybody. Be safe tonight. Be smart tonight, right? You got tomorrow off, or whatever it's today. Tomorrow's off, and then we'll see you back on Wednesday.
Hey,
smart here, huh?
Yes,
smart.
Sir.
Heck of a job.
That's the way we finish. Team on three. 1, 2, 3.
Team.
Hang loose, brother.
All right, so Jeremiah over here is raving about Stanley Havili, fullback.
Yeah.
Because he's probably gotten to know a lot of fullbacks over the years. What do you like about him?
I just like him, man. The last guy I played with was Linda Weaver.
Yeah.
And he could do it all. He could run, he could catch, he could block. And this kid looks like the closest thing I've seen since Leonard.
An athlete.
He makes cuts like running backs. You see him in the I formation leading up in on linebackers. I saw him chip one time on Jason Pierre-Paul and literally flatten him. That's what you want out of your fullback, man. Tough, but he's athletic and can catch the ball also.
What is Jason Pierre-Paul, like just almost nothing tonight. I want to look up the defensive statistics. Eagles really paid a lot of attention to him.
That's what happened when you run the football.
Yeah.
You run the football, he has to stay in his rush lanes. He has to play the run. So when you do go play action, he's playing the run, and we're throwing the ball down the field.
All right, let's take a phone call here from Herb in Philadelphia. Hi, Herbie.
Hey, guys, we got us a defense.
Yeah, how about that? I think the Eagles defense has played really well at least 3.5 of the 4 games.
All these short fields they had, so many short fields, and they only gave up, 17 points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Why is that, Jeremiah? Why is this defense better?
Well, they have a lot of talent. A lot of talent. I think Juan is in his second year. He learned a lot last year going into his first year. And not only that, I think these guys are starting to believe in the system. Had a lot of new guys last year that was trying to learn a new system. And then the draft picks and the offseason acquisitions that they made in the offseason, D'Amico, drafting Fletcher Cox, Michael Kendricks, all those additions, man, has really, really helped this defense.
Couple of statistics here for you. Thanks for the call, Herb. Jason Pierre-Paul, 2 total tackles. The Giants, 2 sacks. Eagles did not have a sack. But here's a great statistic. And you tell me how when you were with Jim Johnson, how important this stat was. 2 out of 10 Giants on third down. Was that what Jim was all about?
That's huge. Big time. Jim Johnson was all about, being very productive on third down and in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
He said, listen, in this league, you playing against other NFL teams, they're going to move the ball. They're going to make plays. But you got to be able to hold up in the red zone and on third down. You got to get off the field on third down.
And the Giants just 2 of 4 in the red zone, Eagles 1 of 4. So it was really a night for the defense. It was a night of emotion at Lincoln Financial Field. We'll talk about the Brian Dawkins pregame, the halftime coming out of the tunnel. You ever want to do that again? Do you ever want to come out of the tunnel again and hear the crowd?
Man.
I mean, you were the honorary captain a couple of weeks ago, and you heard the crowd
go crazy. Right.
It does feel good, doesn't it?
It feels great, man. It feels great. Because I had such a relationship with the fans, so I can kind of understand what Dawk is going through emotionally. But I can't come out crawling like that. I got to pop some pills for that.
Jeremiah Trotter joining me. Dave Spadaro here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show. We take a break. We come back to Sean Jackson in the Eagles locker room. Big game for number 10. 6 catches, 99 yards, and a touchdown. And, of course, more phone calls from you on the other side.
Looking for a place to get the very latest on your Philadelphia Eagles? Then join us right here at 7 o'clock for Eagles Nightly, your one-stop shop for Eagles news, highlights, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock, only on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
What? You got a dog?
Yeah, he's a rescue dog. Name's Wego. What
kind of name is that?
Call him.
Here we go.
Wow, wow, wow.
No.
Yep.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Thank you. Here we go.
Here we go.
It's the sure sign of a good time. It's just right taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
Flacco again with 4 receivers. Flacco takes the snap. He's looked right. He is hit. The football comes loose. Eagles on it. Eagles on it. Flacco was hit. The hit by Trent Cole. That'll be a sack and a fumble.
Trent Cole gets right around Mike Orr, the left tackle. Gets his hand on the football.
Hi, Eagles fans. You're with Trent Cole, 5'8", the Hunter, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
All right, we welcome you back to the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show. Dave Spadaro, Jeremiah Trotter. Let's get to the telephones. And I have no idea who we're calling. Who Ricky in California. Hey, Ricky.
What's up, man? What's up? How you doing?
Crazy. I'm crazy is how we're doing.
Man, listen. I called you last week and I spoke to you and I told you. I said, look, if they give my boy Vic some time and some protection in the pocket, he was going to deliver. And I got to shake my finger a little bit at the Philadelphia fans, man. One loss and they blew it out of proportion, man. This guy has always been a real deal as long as he's healthy. The team, I mean, just awesome win. You know what I mean? Awesome. I mean, the defense had me biting my nails there at the end because they were, after all those calls and stuff like that and giving them a couple of yards here or there. But, man, at the end of the day, wow, just pulled it off. Again, hats off to Michael, you know what I mean? He's our starter, you know what I mean? Nobody should get it confused. Nick Foles is nowhere near his caliber, you know. I think he's a good player, a good backup, but we all know what Michael Vick can do. As long as we give him protection and as long as we make sure that he's protected, he's going to deliver for us, and he did tonight.
All right. Hey, thank you for the call. Good points. Question to you, Jeremiah, is this you're a player on the defensive side, and you hear all week your quarterback getting ripped. Is there a rallying around the quarterback mentality in the locker room?
Well, there's always a rallying around. But if you understand this city and these fans and how much they love their team, their city, that goes along with the territory. You just have to concentrate on the guys in the locker room, going out every week and getting better, and going out on Sundays and trying to win ball games.
Okay, fair enough. And it is a tough place to play. Kenny in New York joins us. Hey, Kenny.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Dave.
That guy's what's a man. Kenny, you what's are so on? Kenny, you are so tired. You can't even get through the whole E-A-G-L-E-S chain,
I'm so tired. I want to tell my man, Axeman. Axeman, I see you, baby. How you doing?
Yo, what's up, baby?
All right, good Eagle win. But look at Thursday, to the last caller.
Yeah.
We don't give up on our Eagles. We never give up on our Eagles, but sometimes Michael Vick looked like he's confused out there. No, he played a good game tonight. We never give up.
Thanks for the call, Kenny. I really didn't think that Michael Vick looked confused. I thought he was really under control. Ran away from pressure at times, threw the ball away when he had to. I mean, my gosh, give him a break. He didn't turn the football over.
Yeah, I think he was talking about the first few weeks. But
he was?
Yeah, I think he was
talking about tonight.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, he looked good, man, but that's what running the ball does for your quarterback. It keeps the defense off balance. And you look at the play action worked. This play right here, Deshaun was wide open.
Yeah.
He's a great receiver. And you leave him that wide open, play action.
And it was worked off play action.
Play action.
And, you know, you have to respect, even though the Eagles have this reputation of not running the football a whole lot, and whether it's deserved or not, a defensive player, you have to respect the play action when LeSean McCoy's in the backfield, don't you?
You have to. And I think Arizona last week, they were just teeing off on the Eagles. Defensive line was pinning their ears back, going after Vic. And this week, the Giants, with that great pass rush, they weren't able to do it.
Yeah, let's go to Corey in Georgia before we go to Deshaun Jackson in the locker room. Hi, Corey.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Doing great. What's up, how are you?
Pretty good. What's going on, Dry?
Man, I can't call it. How you doing?
Oh, man, good to see you. Good to hear from you, too, man.
Appreciate it. What's on your mind?
You're still a beast.
Look, I've been an Eagles fan, man, ever since 1987.
Okay.
And I've been pretty much bleeding blue this whole time. And we did a pretty good job tonight. I'm proud of my offensive line. Protect this big, give him some time back there to go ahead and throw his passes and stuff like that up. Andy Reid with LeSean McCoy, excellent game plan. Yeah. If we can stick to that, man, to the end of the season, we might be all right. But I just got one issue, and this the only issue I had, the issue last year. We got to do something about our secondary. They got to do something. We can't put all our work on our defensive line and linebackers. That secondary, I don't care what nobody says.
Corey, thanks for the call, man. But this secondary, this defense been balling. I mean, they had one game where Arizona got some plays on them. They moved the ball down the field. But other than that, I mean, they've been playing lights out.
The Eagles against opposing quarterbacks had the lowest passer rating in the NFL after 3 weeks against the Eagles. So the truth is that the Eagles were better against every quarterback in the league than the rest of them. I mean, I don't get it. I think people think that Nnamdi Asamoah was supposed to come here and, like, never give up a pass, never give up a completion. Never that the Eagles defense should never give up. Guys, do you understand how the rules are set up in the NFL? You can't touch a receiver after 5 yards. And sometimes you can't touch a receiver at all or there's a penalty on you. The NFL wants you to score points.
Right.
The Eagles defense was terrific tonight. Eli Manning threw 2 weeks ago for 510 yards. Did you watch what the Giants did to the Carolina Panthers a week ago, 10 days ago? It was like just pitch and catch all over the field.
7-on-7.
Yeah. I don't get it here. I don't get it. Anyway, let's focus on the offense here. Jeremiah, thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, pleasure.
I'm going to hang around for a while here. But we want to throw it into the locker room to Deshaun Jackson. Big game for number 10. 6 catches, 99 yards, a touchdown. Let's hear what he has to say.
Fair to say that a game like this against the Giants, you kind of have to come to expect nail right down to the end.
Honestly, man, I felt we left a lot of points out there. Getting in the red zone 3 times and coming out with only 3 points, that definitely is very frustrating. We felt a couple of times we had some things going, but we just wasn't able to uphold it and keep it going. So we just kind of keep letting them stay in the game and things like that. But it was a great game. Anytime we play the Giants, this is kind of what we have to expect because it's going to go all the way down to the end.
Deshaun, what was that motion like on the sideline when Tynes missed a field goal for the second time?
Oh, it was crazy, man. Honestly, the first one when he missed, I'm like, oh. And then Coach Reed called timeout. Then the second one, it actually looked like it was straight in the middle. And, I thought it was going to go in, but it just came up a little short. So definitely nerve-wracking. But, at the end of the day, man, we got the win. That's all that really mattered. But it was a great game. We got a lot to learn from it because felt like I said once again in the red zone. We just had a lot of opportunities we left out there, and you know, be a high power team, you know, and to be first in this division, we got to, you know, execute and come through on things like that.
What was it like you for you on the sideline, seeing all the sequence of calls in last drive?
It was tough, man. Especially you know, just being the first week back with the official referees, and just to see some calls be out there being called, and like, man, it's fourth quarter, you know, we're at home, like, just kind of let us play a little bit, but you know, once again, we got lucky because you know, Nambi got the offense got actually the PI on him, so that was kind of got him back a little bit, so that was good.
Was that the turning point, that offensive PI?
Yeah, I think it was, man, because that actually put him back a little more, and it made it like a 53-54 yard field goal. So you know, if it wasn't for that, 38-40 yard field goal would have probably been a lot easier than a 54. So just very you know, lucky about that.
The fact that you guys did not have turnover, though. I mean,
yeah, I mean, that was awesome, honestly, to have a full game. Mike Vick did a great job of controlling the ball, tempo, running backs, receiver. I mean, everybody did a great job of, you know, protecting that ball, and that's something we worked on all week in practice. You know, defensive guys trying to come up and tug us, you know, putting Vick in certain situations where it's realistic to the game. And I think as long as we're able to still, you know, treat practice like games and just come out here and you know, Sundays and whenever else that we play games and just execute and do our thing, I think, you know, like I said, the sky's the limit for us.
Okay. You're touching on the red zone. You're touching on the red zone. It seemed like you had a nice little head fake to kind of get the corner to fight there. Mm-hmm. Take you through the play, and how did you make it happen?
It was actually a great play call by Marty. You know, it was actually supposed to be called the second down, and it came out that we called another play. I'm like, why we didn't call it then? And, actually, third down came in, and we actually called it. So, you know, all week in practice, seeing that, how they played that on film, you know, getting the inside release on Corey Webster, getting the attention of Antron Roe, turning my eyes, looking back at Vic, and from there, you know, they both thought I was going to the post, and I just actually went to the corner route, and Vic threw a great ball. So, it was, you know, just great execution on that play.
Three out of four games this year, you guys pull it out at the end. What is it about this team that you guys still believe?
Man, you know, honestly, this is kind of how we like it. You know, being in tough games, you know, coming down to, you know, last plays, last series, you know, that's when it really the best comes out in us. And, you know, like I say, sometimes hopefully we don't have to put ourselves in such a bad situation and trying to come back, you know, from whatever it is and winning. But, like I said, as long as we just keep our intensity up and just play how we know how to play, score as many points as possible, help our defense out, because they did a great job today.
What's the difference between last year and this year? Because last year, games like this.
Games like this, we was actually losing. So, you know, this year is just, you know, being the fourth game of the year, we're starting to gel together. You know, Mike Vick, fourth game under his belt. You know, he didn't really get too much playing time in the preseason. So, you know, we just look at all that type of stuff like that. And, you know, next week's going to be a big one. We go to Pittsburgh. Great defense. Hostile game. You know, I grew up a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, so I'm definitely be looking forward to that game.
Here for a Price is Right instant game ticket? Scratch, and you could win instantly. Or enter your non-winning ticket on the lottery's website
for a chance to win
a trip to fabulous Las Vegas!
There, you'll play the Las Vegas Game Show Experience based on six of TV's biggest game shows. Win cash prizes along the way and play for a top prize of $1 million.
Sold. You should be on TV.
I get that a lot.
The Price is Right, the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Keep on scratching.
So anyway, I've been to a lot of places. You know, I've helped a lot of people save a lot of money. But today, things have been a little strange.
Meep, meep.
Meep, meep. a strange place.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Purchase the newest Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader swimsuit calendar featuring all 38 beautiful cheerleaders in eco-friendly bikinis.
It was a night that I spent a few quality moments with my girl, Sophia Vergara from Modern Family. Spent a lot of time with Brian Dawkins, hanging out with my boy, Trot. Talking to you, big win, great atmosphere, Lincoln Financial Field, Eagles 3-1, 2-0 at home. Not a bad feeling right now. Sheer exhaustion and jubilation. Dave Spadaro with you. Let's get to Florida and talk to Glenn. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Dave, what's up?
Everything's good. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm feeling really great.
Nice picture.
It's hard to bring up the energy, man. It's been a long day waiting for this game, watching football all day. But I'll tell you what, man, the Eagles were a much-improved team on just about all facets. You know, the only thing you could really have anything to say about is special teams. The offense, man, they came through. They showed you what they can do when they don't turn the ball over. You know, it would have been nice to see a couple more touchdowns instead of field goals. We wouldn't be so tired.
Well, you know, I guess what I'd like the most is that the Eagles just played some smash-mouth football. I mean, they just said, look, we're going to run the ball. They developed that mindset, and they ran the football. And they were more physical than the New York Giants.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The only thing I wanted to ask you is when Brandon Boykin, you know, 22, like, he was killing us tonight. And then last week we were pretty decent against Patrick Peterson. I wanted to ask you was when Brandon Boykin is returning the ball, do you see where he's slowing down, kind of waiting for the hole? And I don't think you can do that when you're returning.
Yeah, well, that's because there's no hole, Glenn.
There's
nowhere to go.
The guys that are successful, they just run top speed out of the end zone.
Because there's a gigantic hole. Because there's a – thanks for the call. It's because there's a gigantic hole. There's no holes when the Eagles return any kick. David Wilson was running through four-lane highways tonight. It was ridiculous. And he was doing nothing special other than running up the gut. So, I mean, it's something Eagles have to clean up in a big way. The kickoff punt return game is nothing. And David Wilson was nearly won the game for the New York Giants. I mean, Eagles score a touchdown here, go up 10-3. I'm sorry, a field goal here. And then, bang, it's a short field for the Giants. Time after time after time. So, whatever Bobby, I mean, look, he's down Akeem Jordan. He's down Colt Anderson. Those are the two best special teams cover people on this squad, but not getting it done. Not getting it done at all, and that is a problem. You're going to lose a game that way. All right, let's go to Randy in Virginia Beach. Hi, Randy.
What's going on, Dave?
All good, man. How you doing?
Good win tonight, man.
Yes,
good
it was. Win, yes, win. It was.
A few points here.
Yep.
You know, I think, you know, a majority of this victory is coming from, I like the way Vic is at least picking up a few yards out the backfield when he's running. I think it creates a whole other dynamic for the defense as well. But Vic is picking up those extra yards, maybe 10, 30, 35 yards per game. Instead of just always staying in the pocket, just keep constantly getting hit.
This one right here, I think, was a 3rd and 10, and he didn't make the first down. All he did was take a hit. That was the only one I think that was a designed run. Otherwise, it was just there was pressure, and Michael tried to make something happen. It's not like the Eagles are saying, Michael, stay in the pocket.
Yeah.
They don't want him to stay in the pocket.
I mean, do you feel like, because, you know, I've been, you know, constantly watching week in, week out, you know, and I'm sure, like, many other fans watching, you know, we yelling at the TV, just run, you know. They just pick up 3-4 yards instead of just sitting there.
Yeah, but if you're picking up 3 and 4 yards, you're also getting tackled, guys. You're getting hit.
I understand.
You know, we all don't want him to get hit. And then when he doesn't run, we're like, well, can you run a little bit, please?
Yeah, I mean, well, at the same time, in looking at the running game, good. I like to see McCoy get about 20-25 touches a game. It definitely shows a big difference
23 touches, 123 on the ground. You know, even much love to Havili.
Yeah.
You know, definitely in the blocking. Oh, man, his blocking is just outstanding tonight. I definitely we need to do more of that with Havili being the lead blocker, out of, whether it's our formation, but, you know, whether we hit the edge or whatnot. But definitely his blocking, you know, tonight definitely made a difference, especially against a good defense in the front four, you know, such as the Giants. So, you know, I think that's something we should definitely follow up.
Yeah.
And just keep going at it. I love the running game. You know, just want to touch on that. And hopefully our special teams get a little better. I don't know what happened tonight. You know, we just kind of fell apart a little bit.
It's not. It's not just been tonight. Hey, thanks for the call, Randy. It's not just been tonight. The special teams are not playing well in coverage, and the kick return game is not dynamic. And we talked about it all offseason, about how we wanted it to be dynamic. The two young kids come in, Demaris Johnson, and Elise Johnson has at least started to get a sense of when to call a fair catch and when not, especially inside the 10-yard line. But Boykin's got nowhere to go. It's not like Boykin's not getting to the hole. There's no hole to get to. And the kickoff coverage team and the punt return coverage is not great either. All right, we take a call, then we hear from Brent Celek in the locker room. David from Hawaii. Hi, David.
Aloha.
Aloha.
How's it?
Oh,
good. Anytime you beat the New Jersey Giants is good.
Oh, nice little dig on them. I agree.
Yeah. How you guys doing over there?
I mean, we're all exhausted. It's 12:44. We've been at work since like 10 o'clock in the morning. But it's a great feeling to win the game.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, just to reiterate everyone saying, man, the fullback, I'm loving it. Loving it. Knock those guys in the mouth and keep running. That's going to open everything up for Vic and everyone else.
Yep. Disappointing, David, disappointing they didn't score touchdowns in the red zone, huh?
Yeah, true, but, you know, the bottom line is we got a W, and New Jersey Giants are going home with nothing. So
two New Jersey Giants references. Well done.
Yeah, both those guys. What's up? Dodgers change their names. Giants change their names. Philadelphia Athletics change their names. What's going on?
I love it. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Let's go to Shady McCoy. 23 carries, 123 yards, 3 catches, another 17 yards. LeSean McCoy, a pretty nice job. Well, we're going to Wander. What are we doing? Let's go to Juan. We'll get to Shady in just a minute here. Juan Castillo, Eagles defensive coordinator. Nice job by the D.
You know, they feel comfortable.
Is there anything in particular that the Giants did to prevent your guys getting in early, you know, with the pass rush? Was there anything on three-step, five-step, or anything you noticed?
They were chipping, and then they were getting rid of the they were throwing the football on time, you know, which – You know, when you chip, now you don't have all the receivers going out, and that allows us to, you know, have more cover guys on the receivers.
Juan, I saw you chasing down the RC after his interception.
That's good.
All right, Dave Spadaro back with you, 215-339-6709. Who do we have on the line? Nobody. Let's get a call in here, 215-339-6709. We're going to hear from... Do we have Brent Celek in the locker room right now? Do we have Brent Celek in the locker room? All right, we're going to hear from Brent Celek and then LeSean McCoy. We'll take a phone call. Chris of Virginia joins us now. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Doing great, Dave. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Yeah, great night, man. It was a crazy game. Atmosphere was electric here. Riding the car with my man, the Zomster.
Oh, yeah. How was your trip with the Zompy?
Oh, great, man. Great.
There he is.
Luckily, he's still around. You know, if we had lost, I don't know if I had seen him. So,
describe the scene out in South Philly right now. Where are you guys?
We actually are just to the left of the NovaCare complex, waiting in traffic. It was crazy. I mean, I don't think I've ever run around and hugged so many people in my life. It was the craziest atmosphere I've ever been a part of.
Well, tell me, why was it crazy?
Just with the. The feed-off tribute, I mean, the guy coming out from the, I got goosebumps when I saw him coming out from the tunnel in a halftime show, and then, you know, two kicks, you know, we won the game, and then suddenly the whole place went crazy, and then, you know, the emotions of, oh, you got to kick it again, and then they missed it, and it was just unbelievable, Dave. It was a good Eagles night, a good Eagles day, and it was just awesome.
Well, boys, I hope you have a great night, the rest of the night here.
Yes, my friend.
So you're telling me traffic is still jammed out there?
Oh, it's we've moved in the last 25 minutes, we moved half a mile.
Well, at least everybody's in a good mood.
Oh, everybody's loving it.
Well, come by here. We've got sodas and pretzels and all sorts of good things.
Oh, yeah?
No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
As much as we love you, you're like the last people we want to see right now. We want to get home. But if there's nowhere to go, my gosh, we should start a party.
Oh, hey, thanks for taking the call, Dave. It was a good Eagles day, my friend.
Go for it, baby!
Yeah, you got it. Thank you, Zompy. All right. Hey, thanks, boys. Nuts. Absolute nuts. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. Thanks for that phone call from your car. Maybe they're watching it on the app, which they can do, and you can do as well. Watch it on the app. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. We're going to get to Shady in a minute. Not yet. You ready? Are you ready, friend? Let's do it. Let's throw in the locker room. LeSean McCoy. Big game for Shady once again.
Field goal was missed and you realized that coach called the timeout. What were you thinking?
I figured he would call the timeout, though. But I was definitely shocked because he missed it so bad. Oh, man, another tight game, rivalry game that we won. But to do it again, it's great that he missed it. So
what is it with you and the Giants?
I think we just stuck with it. I mean, because the Giants are a good team. They're a good team. They got good defense. That front four is one of probably the best front four you're going to see in this league. Probably some other teams is pretty good, but they're in the top five.
Not all of the guys on that team, though, right?
Majority of them. But we just kept sticking with it, man. We stuck with it, and eventually it cracked. I think they got tired. You know, and then I feel like you're running stuff to the outside and inside and outside, and the linemen are getting blocks. You know, they're getting up to them. Our schemes that we have with our linemen, it's for them to run. You know, and they do it well. You know, hats off to the linemen and Coach Mullen. Them guys did a good job, and it showed to them.
There was one drive there where you had, I think, it was six carries in a row for like 60 yards.
Yeah.
I feel like you really started to get going about that point.
Yeah, I think it's just in the second half. I just felt that. It's that feeling. You know, you get that feeling when you want the ball. You know, Coach Reed, we do this thing where we look at each other, that type of thing. It's understanding. And he started feeding. And the linemen, man, they did a great job just to determine to get the blocks. Just their attitude in the huddle. But even Mike, as a quarterback, wanting to run the ball, wanting to get it out there. And it just shows the type of team you have. Nobody's selfish, and it's all one goal.
How satisfying was it coming off of last week where you only had the 13 carries and then be able to be featured like you were against this team?
I don't get into ball for that. We're a good team. I think any back would die to be in my system where I have two of the best wide receivers in the league. My quarterback can do everything. Throw, run. You know, my tight end's a beast. So I don't get as much attention as the other backs because they don't have as many weapons. And I'm fine with that. I'm grateful to be on a team like this. And the next game, who knows? I might not get the ball that much, but as long as we win, you know, any given time, Deshaun Jackson go up for the 80-yard pass, and Mike Vick can scramble for 40 yards, or Celek can have a big catch, broke tackle. So many people can make plays. I don't think for the Eagles to win, McCoy has to have the ball, 25 or whatever. You know, so many people get on us about that.
A lot of trips to the red zone, field goals instead of touchdowns. What concerns do you have there?
Yeah, that's bad. Something you have to work on. I think it's a mindset. You work so hard to get down there, and sometimes three's not enough. You know, today it worked out, but that's something I have to work on. I think that'll be big this week, from turnovers, which we did pretty well this week, or this game, which we've been conscious of, you know, going over and over about it. And I think the score in the red zone, you know, I blame myself for that one. I got down there, and I didn't score, you know, so something's got to work on.
What is your success?
400-yard games against the Giants in your career. What is it about the Giants that brings out the best in you?
I don't know, man. I don't think it's just me. I think it's just the way we play against them. It's like we know we're expecting something. We're expecting that hard battle coming down to the wire. And then we're just lucky to come out with the wins.
What does it say, no turnovers for this team? First time this season you didn't have a turnover.
Well, coach has been harping on us and beating us up about it. Because that's what kind of haunted our season. Turnovers, fumbles, intercepts, all that type of stuff. When we kind of minimize that, man, and play Eagle football, we're a talented group. You know, all the weapons you need. I think he's done a great job of bringing us together. We just got to go out and produce.
It looked like in the second half you guys were specifically attacking, you know, OC side and Tuck side. I mean, was it?
I'm not sure if it was OC side or Tuck side. It's hard during the game in the process of really seeing who's who. We just ran the ball. We felt like we could get on the edge. We felt the line was doing a great job blocking them. And we just ran. We just ran the ball. We're confident. Mike did a great job today of making the checks that we needed. So we ran the ball well.
Would you like to have a game where you didn't sweat in the fourth quarter?
You know, I'll take any win how it comes. I mean, yeah, it could have been a little easier, but who wants an easy win?
You know, you're standing on the sidelines.
Last one, please.
You're not on the field. And they got the football. It kind of a helpless feeling?
It is. You kind of start to get that feeling where you're thinking about all the other plays you should have made. Oh, if I'd have scored this time, or if we'd have held the ball a little longer. Things like that. But, I mean, you have a lot of confidence in your defense. It's a lot of money on that side. The guys get paid big bucks to do what they do.
Terrific job there, LeSean McCoy. Physical football game, and he made the Giants miss just enough to get 123 rushing yards. Let's take our last caller of the evening. By the way, we're live tomorrow at noon, or later today at noon. EK, the mailman from South Carolina, joins us. Hey, EK.
E-I-T-L-E-S-E-O, baby! Yeah! That's what we represent.
I love it. I love it.
Hey, that's from my man, Hauser. That's the president of the ESPN radio station down here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. I call them guys every day, man, and give them a hard time, especially him, because he's a Giants fan. We made a bet on the air, man, and check it. Dude's got to give me an Eagles call, man, like he's calling the game for the Eagles, and he's got to use my name in the call, man, like I'm returning the punt back for a touchdown against the Giants, and he's heartbroken on the air because he calls games for the Wofford Terriers down here. Yo, it's going to be amazing. I'm going to record it and send it to you guys, man.
EK, I want to hear that, and hey, congrats on winning the bet, man. It's beautiful. I got to end the show. I mean, I just can't keep my eyes open right now. I have no energy left. I'm wiped out. What a feeling it is. 1917, Eagles over the Giants. We're going to get together in 11 hours from now and talk about it some more. Eagles live comes your way at 11:55. Andy Reid across the hallway, then in studio. We'll have a lot more to say about Brian Dawkins. And if you missed it, we have it up on the site. Brian Dawkins and Andy Reid and Jeremiah Trotter and everybody who talked tonight, I don't know. They run the football. Jeremiah loved it. I loved it. You loved it. Will we see it again? That's the big question here. 1917, the Eagles get to 3-1 on this young season. We're through the first month of the year, the first quarter of this.